Welcome, children, to Spring Branch Academy, where by God's grace, we hope to instill wisdom and inspire worship in every student to the glory of God. We are studying the doctrine of the Bible and theology. We have learned about canon and canonization, transmission and translation, and how versions are recommended on the basis of its text and its readability. Today, we're going to learn the 8 rules of interpretation. Number 1, stay on the line. Do not add to the scriptures. Do not take away from the scriptures. Stay on the line. Text over framework. Don't come to the Bible looking for what you want it to say. Let the Bible inform how you look at the world. Genre, the kind of literature. Just like you don't bite into a banana, just like you don't bite into a pineapple, and you probably don't peel grapes. You don't treat fruit the same way, so you don't treat the 4 genres of the Bible the same way. There's stories called narratives. There's teaching called didactic. There's poetry. And then there's something called apocalyptic, which is when poetry comes to life, walks around on all 4 feet and scares people. We treat those literatures, genres, differently. Ask good questions is rule number 4. Ask the surface questions of who and what and when and where, and then the deeper questions of why and how. Ask good questions. And then we have traveling instructions, where we just can't take what the Bible said to the original audience and then just apply it to us directly. The bridge is out between Corinth and us. So what God said to them, yes, it is for us, but we need then to bring it into our culture and what they call contextualize it, apply it to us. Structure, how is the passage laid out? Just enough to get us from here to there, we want to understand. And the melody, which is the main idea and the intended response, the thing that is true and the thing to do. And then biblical theology, where we trace all the strands of the Bible, its themes, and connect them to Jesus because the Bible speaks about Him. So the 8 rules of interpretation are stay on the line, text over framework, genre, ask good questions, traveling instructions, structure, melody, and biblical theology. Well, that's interesting. There's 8 parts of speech, too. Nouns and pronouns, verbs and adverbs, adjectives and interjections, prepositions and conjunctions. Well, we've learned about nouns, learned about pronouns, verbs. We saw there's action verbs, or state of being verbs. Action verbs can be transitive or intransitive if they have an object or not. State of being verbs, they are be verbs. Be verbs are am, are, is, was, were. Am, are, is, was, were. That's almost like one word. Am, are, is, was, were. And the linking verbs can replace a be verb. So I could say, I am tired, but I could also say, I feel tired. Feel, in that usage, is a linking verb. In Scripture, we're studying Exodus and the name of God this week. The name of God is I am, or the longer version, I am who I am. Revealed to Moses in Exodus 3. I am means God has no needs. He just is. He exists. There was never one who created God, and there's never a start to God's being. He always is. In fact, because He has no needs, He is free. So He is, I am who I am, as if to say, I will be who I will be, and nobody can tell me otherwise. Now that might be scary. But we find out in Exodus, in the depths of Israel's rebellion, that at the heart of God is free goodness, and our hope is that he will be gracious to whom he will be gracious, and he will have mercy on whom he will have mercy. Therefore, the psalm says that if you know the name of the Lord, all who know the name of the Lord take refuge in him. Well, the name of God is explained in Exodus 34 when the Lord said, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loyal love and truth, who keeps loyal love for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin. Yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting the iniquity of fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generation. Iniquity is perversion or twisting God's goodness and bringing on guilt. Transgression is rebellion, and sin is failure. So the name of God is very short, medium size, longer, and then really long. I am. I am who I am. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loyal love and truth, who keeps loyal love for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin. Yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting the iniquity of fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generations. Exodus 34:6-7. The other references are Exodus 3:14 and Exodus 33:19. Well, how about those Ten Commandments? God is one, the table's two, Ten Commandments we must do. Have no other gods but me, to no image bend your knee. Do not take God's name in vain, Sabbath days do not profane. Honor father, mother too, that it may go well with you. Often, Lord, these laws we break. Save us now for Jesus' sake. God is one, the table's two. Ten commandments we must do. Do not take your neighbor's life. Do not take your neighbor's wife. Do not steal your neighbor's gain. Do not ruin your neighbor's name. Do not covet anything, house or wife, or slave or things. Often, Lord, these laws we break. Save us now for Jesus' sake. Give ear and hear the words of the wise, and set your heart to what I know. For words are pleasant when they arise, assembled and ready from down below. That in the Lord may be your trust, I teach you now, today I must. Have I not written to you 30 words in counsel and information, that you may learn, that you may answer the truth in recitation? Number 8. Do not eat the miser's meat, for as he thinks, so is he. He may say eat, it may taste sweet, but it will make you dizzy. Again, do not eat the miser's meat, for as he thinks, so is he. He may say eat, it may taste sweet, but it will make you dizzy. Lesson to be learned, you can't trust the gift of a selfish person. There are strings attached to it. Well, in math, we've learned about the number sets. We've learned about natural numbers and whole numbers and integers and rational numbers and those that cannot be written as a ratio or irrational numbers. And then there's some other ones that you'll learn as you get older. We also learn groupings like pairs and weeks and dozens and the decimal system. Pairs are twos, weeks are sevens, dozens are twelves, And the decimal system is based on tens. Well, how many are there? Ones and tens, hundreds and thousands, millions, billions, and trillions. Ones and tens, hundreds and thousands, millions, billions, and trillions. I think I'm told that your body has like trillions of cells in it. That's so many. Our decimal system actually then puts digits, numerals, down for the how many tens, how many ones we have. Tens, hundreds, thousands, and such. So when you write out a number, you're actually writing up an addition problem. Like 356 would be 3 hundreds plus 5 tens plus 6 ones. In science, we're learning biology. And the cell is the smallest unit that is alive. And of course, with organizational biology, we have cells that build tissues, and tissues build organs. Organs build organisms. Organisms build ecosystems. Ecosystems build biomes. Biomes build the biosphere of all earthly life. We also learned the definitional biology. What does it mean to say that something is alive biologically? Well, it has cellular organization, a little city of organelles. It has reproduction. It has growth and development. It uses energy. It has homeostasis, responsiveness, and adaptation. When those 7 traits are found, we say something is biologically alive. Well, it's interesting. In the past, biology was actually 2 disciplines. Botany was the study of plants, and zoology was the study of animals. They're still used today. So we could divide it up into those 2 big categories of botany and zoology. Within each category, you can study anatomy or physiology. Anatomy is the study of structure, and physiology is the study of function. And so you can have the anatomy of botany, or the physiology of botany, or the anatomy of zoology, or the physiology of zoology. And I kind of think we could throw in a couple extra ologies here. Cytology is the study of cells, and histology is the study of tissues. Try that one out on your parents. Cytology, Dad. Histology, Mom. In geography and chronology, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 10, and 12. 40, 70, tell the story well. You guys love that 7 song, don't you? How about that Mediterranean and Mesopotamia? The sea in the middle of the land. The land in the middle of the rivers. And Israel in the middle of the middles. Remember the river in the Mediterranean, the Nile, the 2 rivers in Mesopotamia, the Euphrates and the Tigris, and how Egypt is on the Nile, Babylon on the Euphrates, and Assyria on the Tigris River. Well, for 10, we have 10 plagues in Egypt, 10 commandments at Sinai, 10 unbelieving spies at Kadesh, and 10 times of testing God in the wilderness. This week we're learning about 12s. 12 hours before sunrise. 12 hours after sunrise. And that happens for 12 months in a year. Ah, before the Son Jesus Christ came into the world. 12 tribes before that sunrise. 12 apostles after that sunrise. But when will Christ appear? Let's make it into a poem. 12 hours before sunrise, 12 hours after sunrise, for 12 months in a year. 12 tribes before sunrise, 12 apostles after sunrise. But when will Christ appear? Moses and Aaron, and the 10 tribes, 10 plagues in Egypt, forcing the Pharaoh to free the Jews he whipped, Passover, Red Sea, and wilderness grumblings, manna, the law, and mountainous rumblings, covenant promises, golden calf altar, God's name explained, I am who I am. But how can God dwell with a people of sin? This is our new verse in our history timeline. Who is Moses? Well, he's the mediator of the old covenant. Moses is the man of God. Listen to his life story. Drawn from the water by Pharaoh's own daughter, nursed in the Lord by baby's own mother, Moses and the Ark of God. Raised among princes until he was 40, grazing the sheep until he was 80, Moses and the plan of God. Taking from Egypt the whole Hebrew nation, drawn from the water by God in salvation, Moses and the rod of God. Hearing the law, but called as a prophet, seeing rebellion, but praying to stop it, Moses and the name of God. Striking the rock, rebelling at Meribah, seeing the land and dying on Pisgah, Moses, a true man of God. And may you, boys, become a true man of God, and may you, girls, become a true woman of God. And may we all bring glory to God through fulfilling our callings, whatever they may be. God bless each of you. Until next time, amen.